One feels one should never stop. Huh? I wanted to just say as a little remark, I feel very strongly that this kirtan, which we perform together with devotees, is really the strength giver, the source from which our strengths can come. And I really request you to just enter the kirtan experience without any hesitation. Sometimes the hesitation is there. Oh, I usually am not a joyful person. I don't dance. I'm not Krishna Kirtan. Or I'm not this person or that person. But as good as you can in your own way, please bring yourself to the kirtan. Don't be absent-minded and in this way absent from the kirtan. But be present-minded and in this way present in the kirtan. It is very good, even if you are an older devotee who has developed many perspectives in life which were not there before. When one started one's spiritual life, even if you have made many experiences in life, kirtan or glorifying Krishna in the association with devotees is always the prime erstrangig process of developing your love for Krishna. It is called the Yuga Dharma, as you well know. So please give yourself without hesitation to the kirtan, and you will see, maybe it is there where you will meet a new perspective of your Krishna consciousness.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari. Gopi jana vallava girivaradhari. Yasoda nandana Praja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Praja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari.
I want to affectionately greet all of you who have come from close and from far to this Sangha Mela. And I sincerely pray that you will get what you came for. Some of you might have thought, well, let me go to the Sangha Mela to get some new inspiration, something deeper, something of the real things in life, which can help me to move forward in my own spiritual life or get some clearer orientation in life, some impulses, maybe something which washes my heart and brings me closer to Krishna. And the Sangha or association with like-minded devotees who are wanting this is really the best place to go deeper in this. Yesterday I told you a little bit how I was impressed by a point which I received from another tradition. That is, if you want to find God, you need something close to you. Something which you can perceive easily. Krishna is for some of us still a little bit remote, a little bit in the distance. Is there something which we can do, something where we can see the Lord or get closer to the Lord by coming to something which is just near to us, which is perceivable? And Krishna gives an answer to this question in the 11th canto in a discussion with Uddhava. There he says that it is the association of devotees or the saintly people which makes us, thank you, experience Krishna in a tangible way. And he gives an example to Uddhava to illustrate his point, how you can how you can get Krishna by who's distant, by coming to something which is close, which is near to you. He says, when a traveler in the night has lost his path and comes close to and sees a fire in the distance, he first will get a point of orientation. Oh, I'm not so lost. Here is a fire. Let me just march towards that fire. And as he approaches the fire, he will get warmth. So in the same way, a person who is here in this material world and who has lost his relationship with Krishna can come close to the fire of the devotees. And in that dark night, in the dark universe, when he sees such a fire of devotees, means an assembly of devotees, he gets a point of orientation. Let me go there. Let me see what they do. Let me experience the atmosphere which is there. And as he comes closer and closer and closer, he is blessed, just like a traveler who, when he comes close to a strong fire, is warmed up. A person who is coming closer to the devotees gets all kinds of auspiciousness in his or her life. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur even explains that this fire, which is there in the devotional association, and does not only give orientation, no. It does not only give auspiciousness, no. It acts like a yagyic fire. In a yagyic fire, the Lord appears from the flames. So in the association of devotees, when they talk about then Krishna appears there. This is the supreme auspiciousness, the supreme benefit. Of course, the association of devotees, and here I'm turning to you, must be an inspiring association. The devotees must do what devotees do in their association and not engage in the activities and the talks which non-devotees do. It's important, if we want Krishna to manifest in our Sangha, that we are doing Sangha, that means proper devotional association. And in my morning classes, I hope to do so by just following Krishna's advice for his devotees. Krishna says when his devotees appear and come together, they should talk about him, about his qualities. And Matchitta, their consciousness should be absorbed in him by this. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, like a beggar who is hungry and in need of cloth comes to the assembly of rich householders, we should go to the assembly of devotees who talk about Krishna and beg, "Oh, Krishna is yours. Can you please give me something about Krishna? Can you talk to me about Krishna?" I feel if during the Sangha Mela you get out of the usual mindset of an ordinary conditioned soul, there's this, I need that, and so on, and just focus on this idea of becoming closer to Krishna or talking about Krishna, you will have an extraordinary experience. You will be able to feel this effect that you see an orientation in the distance. Has someone ever lost his way in the dark night? I think most of you are not walking in the nights. It's really scary. It's really scary. Especially because you are together with your mind, who is always imagining things that, "Oh, I saw this movie of Dracula. He's certainly in this area, you know, and he comes behind the house. Ooh, I saw it." And then a cat jumps. "Oh, no." And, you know, and you imagine things to be. This is a little bit the a situation of a conditioned soul who has turned his face away from Krishna. Bhayam dvitini yeshatahasyat. He will feel bhaya, fear in his heart. And so then when you see a orientation point, a fire, "Oh God, I can escape this dark forest with its dark creatures, which usually are creations of the mind. And I can go where there's light and warmth. Let me go." So I request you to see the Sangha Mela in this light. Get out of the darkness. Come into the light of devotional association, where you are able to relish something about Krishna. This is what I would like to
jana timirandasya kananjala salakaya akshu tam yenai tasmai shri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is the evening of his life. Parikshit Maharaj, the great emperor, had responded to a curse spoken by a brahmana who had condemned him to die within 7 days. He was a great devotee of Krishna. From even before his birth, where Krishna had come, when he was attacked by a deadly weapon in the womb of his mother and protected him. So he had always looked for that person, had looked for Krishna, who had come when he was still a little embryo. It saved him. Therefore his name was Parikshit, the inquirer. He had looked everywhere, inquiring, where is that person? Where is that person? So now where he was cursed, he did not respond to this in the usual way, that is, scared of his death. No, he saw it as an opportunity to finally meet the person he had been looking for his whole life. With the intention to fix and absorb his consciousness entirely in the Lord, he went to the bank of the Ganga, and Krishna sent him a great soul, Shukadev Goswami, a great devotee of his. And together, the two of them engaged in hearing or shravanam and kirtanam, hearing and glorifying Krishna. There was a vast ocean of other saints around them with various levels of realization in their spiritual life. But when Shukadev began to speak about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they in one mind decided this is the best way, the best sadhana to hear about Krishna personally. And you might ask yourself the question, how is it the best sadhana to just hear about Krishna? The answer is that that sadhana is the best sadhana which purifies the impure heart. You can do meditation, but if your heart remains disturbed, there's not so much benefit. You can read scriptures, but if your heart remains restless and not connected with the Lord, there's not so much benefit. You can do different activities like observing yagyas, but if your heart still remains the same, it's not so much benefit. Only when your heart gets cured and purified is a sadhana or a spiritual practice effective and useful. So by hearing about Krishna, Krishna himself becomes pleased that he takes the abhadranis, that is the inauspicious impurities in the form of material desires and material absorption. He takes that out of the heart and instead sits down in the heart, in the throne of the heart, that is your attention. On that throne he sits down and you are a new person. Prabhupada describes that the whole Vedic civilization is only meant to achieve this, the purification of the heart. Because if your heart is pure, if Krishna is in your heart, you can easily go back home, back to Godhead. So all the saints, although they were meditators, jnanis, yogis, could agree when they heard Shukadev Goswami talking that that's the best sadhana. And everyone there for 7 days and 7 nights listened to Shukadev Goswami explain the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Now, when he was in the midst of his katha, it was really taught maybe the 5th day, 2 more days to go for Parikshit Maharaj before he would leave. He became, Shukadev Goswami did something untypical. He interrupted his katha. He had once fainted, you know, while he became so ecstatic in this that he passed out, and Narada Muni had to come with his veena and wake him up, you know, from his swoon. But this time Shukadev Goswami did something which no devotee ever does. In public, he revealed the deepest treasure of his heart in public. Usually that's not done, because that is something which one must protect with his life, what is deep there in the heart. He spontaneously sang this verse here, where he betrayed himself. He showed who is his Ishta Devata, the Lord of his heart. That is always care. No one displays that in public. He sang,
Deva Vashati Yagya Viplavarusha Vajashma Vashanilai Sirat Palapashu Sriyatma Sharanam Drishtvanu Kampyutsmayam Utpajaika Karina Shailam Abalo Lilo Chilindram Yata Bibrat Goshtamapan Mahendra Madabit Priyano Indro Gavam.
Shukadev Goswami became aware, my God, in a few days my main listener, the emperor, will be hit by the curse of the brahmana. He will be like a tree in the midst of a forest who will be hit and split open by a lightning bolt. What will everyone think and everyone do? This will be Imagine if we have one main listener, let us say Nimai from London, that we know in two days there will be a powerful curse which will take effect, and he will be full of blood on the floor, you know. And Hare Krishna, don't hope, don't worry. Let us not talk about inauspicious things here. So in his heart, Shukadev Goswami said, there's only one person who can protect Parikshit. It's Govinda. Govinda is the dearest person to me. He lifted the Giriraj hill, the Govardhan hill, once to protect the Brijbasis from the thunderbolts, the lightning of the most powerful being in this universe, Indra. So just like Govinda protected Parikshit Maharaj, protected the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the lightning bolts of Indradev, I pray that the same Govinda, the same Giridhari, will appear here in my katha, and he will protect Parikshit Maharaj and all the listeners here. May the Lord of the cows, who destroyed Indra's false pride, be pleased with all of you, with me, and all the assembled listeners. This is what Shukadev Goswami, in the goodness of his heart, prayed for. May that Lord appear, and may he protect you from all of inauspiciousness which are surrounding you like the lightning bolts of your karma. So that is what he said. And I will read to you this text again. We will keep it on the board for further use, and then he said to Parikshit Maharaj, he was in the midst of the katha, and I started this already yesterday. He said something important. See, he had discussed how Krishna didn't want that the Brijbasis took shelter in other places. Indra, Shiva, Varuna, everywhere. And that he had therefore diverted the yagya, the Indra yagya, away from Indra, and had directed it towards the puja of Giriraj. So Parikshit Maharaj was trembling at that time. He said, oh no, when Indra finds out that Krishna has taken his sweets away from him, the Vrindavan sweets, he will get furious. I saw this once in a Sunday program. There was an older devotee, best of the brahmanas, and one young devotee snatched from his plate the milk sweets, sandesh, rasagula, and there was one gulab jamun which he stole. And the older devotee, it came so surprising, he became just so absolutely upset. Because who does not like milk sweets, I asked you. But that he exploded. But just imagine the milk sweets of the Brijbasis. These are super dimensional milk sweets. They are not ordinary milk sweets like from your distressed cows of the West. They are
mixed with made from cows who are very dear to Krishna, who out of ecstasy give their milk, you know. And Indra liked the milk sweets from Braj very much. So when Krishna took all this and everything else to offer it to a mountain, you know, Parikshit thought, my God, there will be big trouble ahead. So then he used a word. He said, oh, don't worry, Parikshit. Krishna's Madhusudan, he has already conquered the Madhu demon. Indra is an insignificant stool fly. But don't worry. So there was this this wonderful yakya first. Krishna told all the Brijbasis, come in your best clothes to this yakya, decorate yourselves handsomely, smear your body with refreshing sandalwood, then circumambulate the brahmanas and the cows, and then go around the sacrificial fire, and then we will all go on procession around Giriraj. So the Vrijbasis were there, colorfully dressed in their best, with sandalwood. They did everything, and then they did a procession around Giriraj. They started to walk from Anyur, that's a village, and I can see it before my eyes, you know. Then they made this Giriraj Parikrama. The Brahmanas chanted auspicious Swasti mantras. The Vrijbasis, ladies who were a little bit slow in moving, sat in the bullock carts. Nowadays, the ladies always sit on bicycle rickshaws, I have seen. Especially the ladies who are a little elderly and very healthy looking. They did this procession. And over this noise of the cows move, and the cows moved in front also. So over this noise, you know, you could hear everyone shouting and talking excitedly about the new puja, the Govardhan puja. Over this noise, you would hear the sound of the brahmanas chanting mantras. And Brijbasi saw where the cows in front, then the brahmanas came, then Krishna and Balaram were there. And Krishna and Balaram walked very happily around the Govardhan mountain. Sometimes Krishna wanted to look back where the other Brijbasis came. So the way he did it is he twisted a little bit the tail of the calves, and the calves then bolted. They jumped high and ran back, and Krishna looked around and saw the gopis and then winked at them. Wink means with the eyes. And the gopis would shyly look down and feel greatly honored by Krishna. It was a wonderful procession, a wonderful Giriraj Parikram. I think when we nowadays do Giriraj Parikram, it's good to remember that original Giriraj Parikram inaugurated by Krishna himself. And then Brijbasi started to sing. Do you know what they sing? I think you know, but you are shy to say. They sing about the pastimes of Krishna. That's what they did during the whole parikrama. Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kavaya. They have all these Brijbasi songs which they sing in great excitement. And this does teach us something. When you do your work in this world, whatever it is, sing about Krishna. Sing his holy name. I told the devotees that on my non-working telephone at the moment, it is just coming in 1 month, I have a little stuck something, which I, a little message I received from a God brother. It says, always sing the names of Krishna while you do your other work. Everything else will be stolen away at the time of death from you. So just like the Brijbasis, when they walked and did this Govardhan Parikrama, sing about Krishna. When you do, when you walk through your life, learn from the Brijbasis to sing. Someone who sings is always in a joyful mood, but someone who stops singing can sometimes be overwhelmed by the influences of the material nature all around him. So Krishna had told the Brijbasis that they shouldn't worship Indra but Giriraj, because he wanted to make this point, which you know, take shelter at him and, you know, let us follow Krishna's advices. So Indra had been worshipped since many generations, but he had always remained hidden. No one had seen him. So in order to show that Krishna's advice to worship Giriraj instead is more practical than worshipping someone you never see, Krishna all of a sudden adopted a form of Giriraj. He took a huge personal form. His body was like a mountain, and he had four arms. Giriraj, huh? He had four arms. He looked very similar to Krishna. He had also a turban and a yellow dhoti, and he smiled all the time. But for this moment, he didn't say anything. He was just coming there and sitting on top of the mountain. I don't know what you would have thought, you know, or who of you has gone on Giriraj Parikrama, one may ask. Oh, it is a good-sized number. Imagine you go on Giriraj Parikrama, all of a sudden you see on the top of the hill a huge mountain-like form. The Brijbasis were going like, ooh, what is this form? Then they saw this form took up with his four hands all the big pots. These were big pots for the Indra Yagya, and started to eat them and drink them and smile. His mouth was opening and closing. Chup, chup, chup. And joyfully he picked up everything. These were mountains of food which the Brijbasis had brought before him. We hear that there was an elderly lady who lived in Nandagram and who could not move to Giriraj because it was a long distance, and she was elderly. But she also had heard that Krishna had said, cook and offer the food to this, to Giriraj, and she had faithfully followed Krishna's advice. So now she also saw the proof that Giriraj is a very practical devata. She saw coming through the door a huge blissful hand with many rings coming to her stove as she was cooking and taking joyfully the sweet rice and everything from the flames, and it disappeared. And she heard later Giriraj ate all this. He accepted every offering which was given at that time, because Krishna wanted to show, see how practical it is. You never saw the deity, the devata whom you worship, but now see Giriraj. And then Krishna, when Giriraj had eaten so nicely, Krishna did something very much. Krishna was standing there and watching with everyone how this mountain started to eat it just joyfully, and Krishna was there standing before all this. You can see, imagine with his wonderful turban, peacock feather, his wonderful eyes which look always so joyful, looking back and forth, how he's standing crossing one leg over the other and dressed in this wonderful outfit of yellowish gold. And he then has earrings and garlands, and he moves around, and as he moves his ornament tinkles like this. Then with a wonderful voice he said, "Now I wish you to bow down before this wonderful incarnation of Govardhan, which is actually my own form." He said in Sanskrit, "Shailosmi, I am that mountain. Let us bow down to him." And everyone was so much full of bliss. Krishna went down and everyone went on the ground, offered their obeisances to Giriraj. Then he told his people that Giriraj can assume any form which he wants. And in these forms he will attack those who disrespect him. Like when you're on Giriraj Parikrama, Giriraj often has taken the form of a snake and killed people who were disrespectful, who walked over him, who were not Brijbasi. Brijbasis, they are the exception. They are so dear to Krishna, they can do anything with him. But tourists have come, ordinary foreigners have come, and they have made some experiences where Giriraj took these forms. For instance, I have heard that one Mataji climbed on Giriraj, and then all of a sudden a very cruel looking person came to her and threatened to do violence to her. And she just understood immediately, I have offended Giriraj, and this was not good, and she ran away, and the person just scared her. The Giriraj can take any form which he wishes, because he is the body of Krishna. You know, he's the body of the Lord. The Lord can change his forms. There's something special about this form of Giriraj, or about Giriraj. He is the form of the Lord who is there in Kali Yuga to fulfill the desires of his devotees. Therefore, when someone worships Giriraj, his desires become fulfilled. I told in Vrindavan, the many schoolboys on the day before their examination go to Giriraj and make a Govardhan Parikrama, because like all schoolboys, they have not learned anything but played all day. So they go and say, "Giriraj, let me pass. I just didn't learn anything." And they always win. That's why when you see the little boys doing the parikrama, they are always usually for that reason. Or you see little girls doing Giriraj parikrama to get a good husband who's not old, you know, and this is all going on. I personally had this year an experience. I had gone to Giriraj to during the Kartik Mass, and gone there where Jatipur is, where this wonderful forest is, and chanted. But I was feeling dry, so dry, that I said a prayer to Krishna, a little impatient prayer. "My Lord," I said, "do you care for my chanting? It's so difficult for me to chant the whole day after a year which was just very, very intense with wonderful service opportunity, and just now to sit down, my clockwork is still going inside, and I have to go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." It's very difficult. "But do you care for this little offering which I do for you? And if you care, please give me a sign." So I was, the next moment I felt it's not good for me to ask Krishna to prove that he cares. He is not obliged to prove anything, and I should be satisfied. Already the proof that Krishna cared was that after so many births and deaths, I had come to Vrindavan. I had met my spiritual master. What more proof do I need, I thought. But anyways, my wounded heart prayed like that. "Show me a sign that you are there." The next moment I hear a noise. I whirl around and I see something which frightens me. I see a black cobra coming at me. You know, cobras don't come to give you sweets. They come to give you death. But the cobra could not, you know, it was coming, but simultaneously a green parrot was attacking the cobra left, right, like from the movies you see these bombers, these airplanes who throw bombs, coming chung, chung, and flying their attack. So that parrot was a bomber parrot, you know, chung, chung, chung. And the cobra could not get towards me because the cobra, the parrot was flying. It's almost like if you go somewhere and a crow attacks your eyes. So how can you go on like that? So I jumped up. I ran as fast as my legs could carry me, because that's what you have to do when the cobra is there. And when I was out of harm's reach, maybe 30 meters or 40 meters of distance between the cobra, the parrot stopped attacking the cobra and flew somewhere else. Giriraj had taken on a form to protect a very bad devotee who wanted to have a proof of him. Giriraj does these things. If you worship, if you go on Giriraj Parikrama and you pray to Giriraj for something from your heart, Giriraj will always give it. He is known as the one who takes away misery and gives the highest bliss. That's what he always does. That's why he is here for in this world. He's a very merciful form of the Lord. So everyone looked at Giriraj. He had pearl malas. He was really decorated with many jewels, and his eyes were blinking, and his mouth was closing and opening, and the brahmanas were just so full of bliss. And then the Brijbasi begin to sing, "Life after life, this form will give us bliss. He has become manifest, and he He's all our food. Let us surrender to this Devata, not to this Indra who's good for nothing. This time, as they were singing, Giriraj began to open his mouth and began to speak. Nanda, I am pleased with your puja. No one has ever worshipped me like this, which is a fact. It was the first time. Now, please ask, what is the desire of your heart? Nanda was very shaken, you know. Huge form spoke like this. What is the desire of your heart? After thinking a little, he says, you have given me already everything. Residence in Braj. My son Krishna. Yes, Giriraj, I know your Krishna very well. Please protect him always. Yes, yes, Nanda. Nanda Maharaj could not say anything. He was just so blissful. Then he said, Giriraj, you asked me, I should ask you for a special favor. My request is, may you always protect Krishna Balaram. See, Krishna's father is so absorbed in Krishna. He doesn't think of himself and his benefit. He only wants that Krishna Balaram are satisfied and protected. That's Krishna consciousness to the highest degree. Giriraj said that there is no need for this. Asked for another blessing. And could not get any idea. And Giriraj said, I will give you a blessing since you have no idea to ask for a blessing. May your cows always be protected. This was a necessary blessing because we will hear tomorrow, Indra became furious. And there was a reason why he became so furious. You will hear it in a moment. But the Brijbasis were noticing Giriraj was talking to Nanda Maharaj, and they said, look, 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 he's talking with his own mouth. How intelligent our Krishna is. He has directed us to this Devata. And then, you know, in the heart, Krishna was moving the Brijbasis to say something. He is better than this nonsense Indra. Now you must know that Indra has his spies everywhere. And these spies were moving unrecognized amongst the Brijbasis, and they heard how the Brijbasis made Ninda against Indra. Ninda means offense. They took notice of this. They waited a little bit more to spy more. And what they saw is, after the Giriraj Parikrama, the Bhagavatam says, Krishna walked with the Brijbasis to their own villages. This, you know, if you think deeply, is very significant. There are many villages in Vrindavan. How can one Krishna walk with all the Brijbasis to different destinations? What this indication of Sukadev Goswami means is that Krishna expanded himself in as many villages as there were, so that all the villages would walk together with Krishna safely to their own villages. So there was this great crowd of Brijbasis around Krishna. Everyone walked and looked at Krishna. They became so overwhelmed with love that some of them took Krishna and set them on their shoulders. so they carried him up. Now we'll come to the end. On that day, Indra had expected the milk sweets from Braj to come, but there was nothing from Braj coming. Instead, his spice returned. And Indra said, wasn't today the day where I'm supposed to get these milk sweets from Braj? But is there not this Indra Yagya? The spice says, yes, master. There was a Yagya. Oh, very good. Oh, it was better than any year before. Oh, oh. Then the milk sweets should come. And they didn't really dare to speak. They said, there's one problem. What is the problem? The Yagya was not meant for you. Krishna, yes, yes, yes. What is with this Krishna? Krishna. But don't become unnecessarily upset. Who's upset here? Said Indra. Krishna has directed the Yagya to the worship of a mountain. What a mountain. Yes. Please don't become upset. Indra grew furious. Not only had he not gotten his milk sweets, not only had he been offended, Krishna directed the worship to a mountain. It's almost as if someone comes here with a garland and I'm going, oh wow, I'm getting this garland, it's a lotus garland, and just before the garland comes to me, it's given to an ant on the floor. And the person says, you are not, this ant is thousands of times more qualified to give the Bhagavatam class than you. You know, I may smile outside, but inside, this is a severe test of my patience. So this was Indra's reaction. He was severely tested. And there was Hare Krishna. And there was a reason for this. Indra, like so many of us in the course of our life, had become covered by pride. And Krishna does not like one thing. This one thing which Krishna never ever tolerates is with that his devotees become pride. He's called Kalatma, the self of time. And within time, Kalatma Krishna, the self of time, the very essence of time, will make arrangements to take the pride away from his dear devotees. Krishna feels towards each one of us to be very protective. And when he sees that in some way or another we fall from the spiritual path, he will make arrangements in due course of time to correct us. So Krishna had purposefully done this thing, redirected the Yagya. He had purposefully inspired the good-hearted Brijbasis to offend Indra, that he's not good. He never came. Giriraj, we only worship one time. This Indra, we worship many generations. Giriraj comes on the first time. where we worship Him. See how good He is and how bad Indra is. Krishna had inspired the Brajbasis to speak these things, you know, about Indra. And the spies gave everything into Indra's ear. And because Indra was blinded by pride, thinking, I'm receiving the worship from everyone in the universe, therefore Krishna had set him up to take away the pride from him. And tomorrow we will hear how this worked. It will be very fascinating, very instructive. For now, I thank you very much for listening so carefully. I request you to close your eyes very briefly and to go with your mind's eye to Giriraj. You might have seen pictures. You might have done Govardhan Parikrama. And to also offer your obeisances to Giriraj by repeating this mantra. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Bolo Giriraj Dharan Ki. Shri Giridhari Krishna Ki. Gau Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Thank you so much. It really means a lot for me to serve you in this way. Just listen to these informations which you will hear and think about already your shelter. Make this katha something which you can relate to in a practical way, which has something to do with your need in this world to take shelter. And you will see Indra now reacts in such a way that it will break your heart. How Indra could do this, what he will do. Indra had become so furious that he actually was now ready to wipe out Braj from the surface of the earth. He would order all the clouds and all his ministers and the Maruts to come and just first of all break Giriraj. They would keep Nanda alive, and then as Nanda would witness the death of all his people and suffer inexplainable pain, Indra wanted to kill him only at the very end. He was, as it gets very demoniac tomorrow. Oh, because pride is one of the three gates through which one goes to the lower planetary systems, like Krishna says in the Gita. So you will see that Krishna is not just saying it, that pride is a gate. You will see what happened to Indra and how Krishna protected his people and eventually also protects Indra. Yeah? Hare Krishna. So let me see, do you have any questions at this moment? Yes, Gaurahari.
You did not mention it in the class, but it's a question I have since long time.
Mm-hmm.
When Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj to do the to worship Govardhan and not Indra, Nanda Maharaj said, okay, so you tell us how you want the festival to be. Mm-hmm. You instruct mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And in definition of Srimad Bhagavatam or Gopal Champu, Krishna advised to first feed the brahmanas and then the cows and then the mm-hmm. everyone, the mm-hmm. dogs, and then to offer it at the hill at Govardhan. And we are accustomed, usually everything is offered first to Krishna and then everyone get the prasad. And
oh, yeah.
I was wondering a few times if it was Krishna who did not want to put himself too much in the center, just give everything to me first, or if there are any explanation why Krishna advised to first feed everybody before offering to the hill.
I only can say that somewhere else in Bhagavatam Krishna said that he eats through the mouths of the brahmanas. But how this refers to everyone else, I don't know. I was I think what I know is he must have maybe given this as an, you know, like a Vedic festival. You feed your guests, but then you also worship God separately. I can't imagine that because he wanted to show this is a devata, it is me whom you, and you should worship me. I can't imagine that he took the same preparations. You know, he must have given, like when you have guests, you first give them an aperitif, I believe, you know, something to let their stomach have something and drink a little fruit juice or something, and then you have separately the offering going on. It must be like that. Otherwise, see, Krishna had this purpose. He wanted to show a really put me in the center, not Indra. I'm good enough to protect, to take care of you, and I will. And later, when Indra attacked, he showed I'm good enough to protect you, and you don't need to go anywhere else. We have just been at Govardhan. I don't know. I'm still not here, and I want to be very blunt with you. I don't even want to be here. What I'm saying is, I want to be with the devotees and do my service. Yes, like that's why I've come. But I don't want to be in Germany or in England, or because this means Rajagun and Tamagun. It's not so nice. When my father said, when I came to him, he said, you walk 10 centimeters over the ground. And I visited him for Christmas, my father and my mother. And I said, and I want that you bless me that it stays like this. I don't want to touch the ground. Wow, that's an amazing project you have. And the effect to stay on the transcendental platform is really, you know, what walks? Is it your feet? No, it's your mind. When your mind walks in the land of Krishna Katha, if your mind is engaged in Krishna Katha, you don't touch the world. But if your mind gets pulled down, then you very much touch the world, very much. We have to keep your mind on 10 centimeters over the ground. Feet may touch, you know, the ground, no problem. Krishna. I really want to request you, please come every morning to continue hearing this, and you will see if we listen to this, what will happen. You will, something will happen in your heart. See, I have come to the conclusion that the main things in spiritual life don't happen in your head. Oh, I understood this. Oh, I finally worked so hard on myself, and so on. The main thing are always gifts which you experience, which you get from Krishna when you are worshipping Him, like in Kirtan, or when you hear about Him. These are the main things are gifts. They are not self-produced. They are given to you. They are not by your mind. Krishna always will remain inaccessible. Avan Manasagochara is one name of Him. He is beyond the ability of your mind to think. The mind will never touch His lotus feet with His own efforts, you know, of thinking and constructing different things. But when Krishna gives His mercy, because He is pleased by your service, then you will understand. Everything will become a prakash to you. Prakash means manifest in your heart. So in bhakti, just hearing about Krishna, chanting to Him, doing these bhakti processes which we do, these either Panchanga Bhakti, the five main processes, that will bring more results than thinking with your own mind. Much more results. So we have understood this after 12 years, Burijan Prabhu, myself, of doing the Govardhan retreat. We all, this year, you should have been there. We all, everyone, Burijan Prabhu, Madhavananda, Jagatharini, everyone just talked first class Krishna Katha, as we have heard it from Prabhupada and the Acharyas and their comments. And it was a very nice nice atmosphere. This is the bhakti atmosphere which is created, where bhakti comes in the heart. And I thought, since we have the association of devotees and you all have come close to the fire, let us now do something to absorb ourselves in the chanting. I would like to end this class by just singing with you for 2 minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.